South of Cuba, in Colombia, the military continues to pound away at leftist guerrillas. But what's even more demoralizing for the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the rebel group known as the FARC, is that thousands of its fighters are simply giving up. Many FARC rebels, sensing they're losing the war against the government, are turning themselves in, and they're turning over valuable information to the Colombian army. Reporter John Otis has the story.
On Colombian Armed Forces Radio, a former guerrilla sings the praises of giving up and leaving the war behind. My life has changed, he sings. Now I've got a girlfriend. I'm with my family. I give thanks to God. The song is part of an army propaganda blitz that includes radio spots, posters, and leaflets dropped over rebel-infested areas. And it's working. Since President Álvaro Uribe took office 7 years ago, more than 12,000 FARC fighters have demobilized. Most are green recruits who became disenchanted with life in the jungle, but about 1,000 of the deserters were mid-level commanders. Perhaps the most high-profile deserter is Elda Mosquera, a one-eyed female commander better known as Karina. She led a series of devastating FARC attacks. But last year, Karina turned herself in and now promotes the government's demobilization program on the radio.
Soy Elda Neyes Mosquera García, la que por mucho tiempo conocieron como Karina.
For the Colombian army, the desertions have produced a kind of virtuous circle. That's because guerrilla turncoats often provide intelligence for army operations. And as the military strikes more blows against the FARC, more guerrillas lose their will to fight and turn themselves in. Colonel Cesar Guauta is operations chief for the army's first mobile brigade in the former rebel stronghold of La Macarena.
Porque con la desmovilización estamos haciendo realmente un quiebre piramidal y estructural a la FARC.
He says the desertions are breaking the FARC. They demoralize the remaining fighters and provide the location of rebel camps and arms caches.
Sarmiento, allá en el cajón mío hay una esquela. Tráigame la esquela, por favor.
Guauta leads me into a tent to show off the latest rebel deserter, a 21-year-old FARC explosives expert who goes by the nom de guerre Visajes. Some here are hostile towards Visajes because he detonated a car bomb last year that killed two soldiers. Like many impoverished teenagers, Visajes says he was drawn into the FARC by its rhetoric of Marxist revolution and social justice. He decided to quit after a FARC commander forced his pregnant rebel girlfriend to get an abortion. Visajes says as the army offensive intensifies, more and more rebels want to desert.
Uno, dos muertos. Un bombardeado. Cinco, diez muertos.
Visajes operated in rural towns, so it was easy for him to find an army patrol and turn himself in. For rebels in the jungle, deserting is far more difficult, and those who are caught by the FARC are executed. Cooks at the army base in La Macarena provide Visajes with 3 meals a day. He also gets new clothes, cigarettes, and magazines, but the army wants something in return. After dinner, an intelligence officer presses Visajes for the names of FARC militiamen.
Giovanni.
Giovanni de la Sombra.
Chucho.
Visajes cooperates. By the time the interview ends, the army officer comes away with a list of more than 20 plainclothes FARC collaborators.
La Chucha, Ever, Doña Ligia, La Mula.
Visajes will soon be off to Bogota, where a government program gives deserters temporary housing, education, and job training. But the FARC continues to recruit and press gang teenagers into its ranks, so the army is trying to win them over before the guerrillas can. One program sends army musicians into villages to perform and teach youngsters guitar. And back at Armed Forces Radio, the DJs have a full-time job saturating the airways with stories, songs, and speeches to persuade the guerrillas to give up the fight. For the world, I'm John Otis, La Macarena, Colombia.
Cambia tu vida de guerra, soledad y temor por una vida legal.